This is OTB AM.
This Liverpool team are going to coast to a league title. Fair enough, that's a great achievement. But that Man United team were an all-time great because they weren't playing very well early in the season.
Does Everton have to happen in the same period of time, though? Did Liverpool not have those elements of that team?
They have to win the Champions League. They have to win the Champions League this year. But not if they're... To equal Manchester United's treble season, they have to win at least the Champions League in the league, right? And you could say that by not winning a cup, if they don't win a cup, then they're not... It's not as good a season. Man United are always going to be able to say, we won a treble. Did you win a treble? No.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Weekdays from 7.30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio. Live 24/7 on the Go Loud app.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
This is the pieces around Europe are now in a situation where we thought Thiago Alcantara would be posing beside the Liverpool jersey maybe a month ago at this point, but it still hasn't happened, and it still means that we're in a situation where Liverpool fans are in limbo about whether or not this guy is going to come to the club.
Yeah, what's going on here? Why have Liverpool, who are obviously so well performing when it comes to the finances of the club, we're continuously told they're very well run. Why has this deal not actually happened just yet? Particularly when you think that this is a player that they want and they need and they can afford, at least that's what we're told. Why are they not able to pull the trigger on the transfers that they want?
It's a good question. Like, the pandemic obviously has to be a part of this. This can't be a normal summer for Liverpool. Was the Timo Werner situation instructive, I wonder, to the Thiago situation, where they couldn't actually stump up enough cash for Werner, got pretty easily outpriced by Chelsea? I'm not sure. We'll actually put this question straight away to Christian Falk, who's with us on the line. Christian, how are you getting on?
Hey, hello. I'm fine, thank you.
You're very welcome back to the show. So, last time we had you on, we were chatting about Thiago Alcantara. It seemed that Liverpool were in pole position to get him. It almost seemed like a bit of a foregone conclusion that he would be joining Liverpool prior to the Champions League final. What has happened since then?
Not much, I think. At the moment, everybody's waiting. There was a contact between the clubs, but the concrete offer is not here. I think that's why there was a little confusing press conference of Thiago in Spain, where he said, I didn't say that I want to leave. I think he meant the media, because in the club, the people were very irritated because he told it the manager, he told it the board. So perhaps it was kind of saying help getting on with the contract and getting on with the offers. I'm waiting. I'm here in holiday. Because yesterday at Bayern Munich, there were the COVID tests, so the team is close to start the training. He has an extra holiday. The manager allowed it, but that won't take ages. So then he had to come back and had to train the team. And I think that's not his idea.
So the move to Liverpool was something that we thought... It was almost like a strange situation, Christian, where this guy was shining in the Champions League, was going to perform in a Champions League final. And yet we were talking about this thing as if Liverpool had all the cards in their hand. And it seems that has changed a little bit. Is there an issue here where Liverpool perhaps don't have the financial spending power to be able to get this thing done? Because as soon as there was going to be another player in the market here, they would find themselves in a battle.
You know, I think Liverpool is waiting for the money they get from transfers. You know, they're talking with Ronaldo and they're talking with Barcelona about a transfer. They don't know if he will stay or if he will go. It's the same situation at Bayern Munich. They didn't make an offer for any other players because they just wait till they know how much is the fee for Thiago, what can we spend. So it's in Germany, you say it's like a domino game. You know, one stone has to fall and the others will follow. So that's the situation of Thiago. But Liverpool has to see that there are other clubs interested. You know, there's a little interest of United. There's nothing concrete at the moment, but interest. And there's also interest of Barcelona, which is growing. We heard the manager, Koeman, is not so keen on Thiago, but the board is thinking about getting him back. He is from Barcelona. He is a player which identifies the tiki-taka he moved away because there was a Xavi, there was Iniesta, but his guys are not there anymore, and he would be a perfect solution on this position. You know, he's the number 10 at the Spain team. So if they don't move on, perhaps it's like Werner when they hesitate too long and then he go to Chelsea.
Right. So is this a like-for-like situation where another Premier League club could come in? I mean, the Barcelona link is obviously credible for the reasons that you outlined there. There has been talk of Manchester United potentially getting involved with Thiago Alcantara. It's probably not going to happen with the Donny van de Beek signing, you'd imagine. It surely can't get to that level. But it does seem that Liverpool are about to get gazumped here, or at least there is a chance of that happening.
I'm not sure. Bayern Munich knows about there's a little interest, but you said it already. United done a transfer. Thiago is not the same player. I think he can play more offensive, but it's also spending money is not so easy in this time. So I don't know how much money United like to spend. You know, they have problems to buy Sancho. So I don't know if they have so much money to pay it for another defense midfield player. But you never know. He wants to know a new challenge. It would be very, very hard for Thiago to come back. And he said goodbye to so many players and employees of the club. And he's a very, very proud person. So I don't know what will happen if Liverpool don't move.
Okay, so sorry, go on, Ger.
Christian, last week there were two big stories around the Premier League and their finances, the funding from China and that dispute that was there, and then also the amount of money that they're going to lose from game day revenue for the next year. It takes roughly €1 billion out of circulation around football in Europe. Are we seeing an immediate knock-on impact, or was that already budgeted into teams' transfer activities in this summer, do you think?
No, I think they count on this money, and I heard they're talking, and it will be a solution. But, you know, it's more harder for the Premier League than in Germany. You know, we don't get so much money from China, so I think they need the money. But I think Thiago is not a player which is so expensive that it depends on such things. I think it's just a question of how will the team look like next year. And Jurgen Klopp needs a player like him, especially when Wijnaldum is going away. So I think the problem of everybody is now that the league is starting very soon, and the transfer transfer window, you say, is till October the 5th. So they have a lot of time for poker games, and you know, people and players are getting cheaper when time is running. So they have to wait.
I wondered if that had an impact on the Sancho deal, for example, and the amount of money, as you said, that Manchester United either do have or don't have at the moment. There have been rumours on the internet, and I'm loath to bring them up, but a section of Sancho's contract apparently was due to pay him extra money if he made a certain number of appearances for England. And he was holding on until that had been realised, so the story goes. Do you know, is there any truth to that, or what's the very latest on the Sancho situation?
About these rumours, to be true, I don't know. But I think the Sancho situation is completely different. He extended the contract 1 year more secretly, so the price next year will be the same like it would have been without this extension. So Dortmund don't want to lose him. That's a different situation like Thiago and Bayern Munich, because Bayern Munich has two good players, Goretzka and Kimmich, to German national players, which fits very good together in this season. So they don't need Thiago to play the game. But Sancho is very, very important for Dortmund if they want to win the championship in Germany. So they can get the money next year also. You don't know what happened with Corona. The prices are going high, perhaps. So if United want the player now, they have to pay the price, because the boss has said, we want this money, and if they want the player, they will get the money. And they don't get any substitutes for Sancho at the moment on the market. So I think there will just something happen if United is playing the €120 million.
Of course, Manchester United have had recent form of trying to play a bit of poker in the transfer market and then eventually giving in to the club that want a lot of money. I mean, it happened with the Harry Maguire saga. We talk about a Manchester United tax all the time on this show. In your head, what is the percentage chance that Manchester United are like, ah, go on, take it, 120 million for Jadon Sancho, give us our player?
In percent? Okay. I heard, and my colleague Fabrizio Romano, which is also very close to the deal, still hearing that there is just a little chance because United has don't given up. But I heard from Dortmund and that they don't expect anything at the moment. So if I have to say it in percent, I say 25.
That should give Manchester United fans a bit of hope this morning. Like, I'm not sure if you'd call it persistence, or would you call it a history of slight stupidity, what Manchester United do in the situation. I think in the Jadon Sancho situation, it wouldn't be a stupidity whatsoever. You will get value for your money. It's any other summer, really, Christian. I think it probably would have been normalised that Manchester United would have paid the 120 million. It does seem that this is just a very 2020 specific case.
Yeah, and this Corona thing hit every club in the world, and it's a lot of money, but it's not only a question of money, it's a question about how people think, the fans, the supporters, when clubs spend so much money in these times. I know it's a really, really big problem at Real Madrid. The Spanish people wouldn't accept if Real Madrid would do such a big transfer in this year, like Kai Havertz, for example. They were interested, but they can't do it this year. So I'd say no, the people would not be so happy if they don't have money, if they lose their jobs, and everybody has problems and we do such crazy things. That's why I think it's also a little bit of a problem of Sancho. And next year, I think the things can be different. The situation of Sancho would be the same. The contract would be quite the same. And the price, of course, would be also the same. So I think in this year, I agree, Sancho would have already moved to Manchester because he has an agreement with the club. But in this year, everything is different. So we have to see.
Just one last one on the Thiago situation. Like, there must be a serious frustration if you're Jurgen Klopp this summer seeing Timo Werner go from your grasp. Now, fair enough that what's happened financially in the world this summer is the reason for that, and that's okay, but Thiago Alcantara was supposed to be the antithesis to the big spending, the kind of example that you can still get value in the transfer market. And I think Thiago Alcantara, no matter where he's going to go, even if he stays in Bayern Munich, as unlikely as that is, will show that the 30 to 40 million pounds transfer tag on him would have been a steal, Christian. And like any year that you would have got that fee, it would have been a bargain for a player of his quality and his position and the amount of games that he would likely have played for Liverpool this season. There has to be a little bit of the way Jurgen Klopp is thinking at the moment that incites a bit of frustration in the man.
Yes, that could be. Indeed, it was a little bit like that at the Werner deal. But you don't have to forget Jurgen Klopp is a German, and he, the clubs before were German clubs, and our managers know that there's the philosophy just to spend the money you have earned. And he knows it from Dortmund. He knows it from Mainz. So he's used to it. But I'm sure he would really be keen on Thiago, and he would be very happy if he get him. And he would he would really be a little bit frustrated if they don't get him because he's the puzzle he needs in his team now, and also to give the team a new impact for the big challenges in the Champions League. But at the end, he would accept it.
Can you maybe explain to us a little bit, as somebody who's seen Timo Werner and Kai Havertz play separately, how do you think they're actually going to work together, and in what constellation, what kind of formation would suit them so that both their talents can be actualized properly by Frank Lampard?
Yeah, Havertz is a player which can play everything in the midfield, but he will be at the central, so he can go. Then that's one of his big qualities, directly in the box and making goals. So I heard that Werner now can imagine to play also on the wings to give him the space. It was the plan that he played in the first row. He scored in this first match, so that's a fine position for him. But he's also a player which can come from the back of the pitch. So perhaps we'll see him on the wings because of Havertz also, so he can move. He's used to play in Leipzig with one player before him, that was Poulsen. So you have now many, many solutions on the pitch, and this is always, always dangerous for other clubs because you can't know what they do next, and I think this is a great opportunity for Lampard.
So you think they're perfect for each other?
Yeah, sure. You see when they train together in the national team, you know, and Havertz is a player who gives the last ball for strikers, and this is exactly what Werner needs. He had it at Liverpool with Leipzig when there were players with give him this ball because he's very, very fast. And this is the best solution because Havertz know how he's playing from the national team and give him this balls he needs. And I think you have a lot of fun in the Premier League with the new Germans, and you know, Rüdiger is also there, so we have a great look on this game.
Yeah, it's the German takeover of the Premier League. It took a while, but it's finally happened.
Yeah, I think there's also a solution about the things happened because the Germans don't have the money to buy always the big stars from other leagues, so we have to educate our players ourselves. And now, see, they're very young. Now there's a new generation there which had this education in our league. Our clubs always play Champions League, so they have a high level to train the challenges. And you see also Bayern Munich was winning the treble with many, many German players. So I think this is a thing which also happened because of that. And I think now Chelsea has this advantage that they get this player, because I don't think that Havertz would have moved to Chelsea if there wasn't no Corona. He had other ideas in his head about Barcelona or Real Madrid, but I think it's very good for him because at this team, he can make the next step. I think it wouldn't be so good for him to go directly to such a club like Barca and Real Madrid, where perhaps he would sit on the bench. Now he is the player who has to show it on the pitch. Everybody's looking on him because of this very, very high amount of money. So he has a little pressure, and that was not the situation in Leverkusen before. And I think there the people show if they're as good as their talent.
We've seen so many players struggle to settle into the Premier League, and I wonder how much of that was the pressure of the crowds. I wonder, is no crowds actually the perfect environment for somebody to settle in, because there isn't somebody booing or gasping if they make a mistake or getting on them very early on. It's like, okay, actually, it's just the noise of his teammates, and you would hope at least they'll be a bit more accepting.
I think, you know, Havertz is very, very cool in his head. In his head, he's a little bit like Toni Kroos. You don't think that he sees anything around him, just his players, just the ball. So sometimes his, how you call it, his body language seems to be a little bit not so emotional. But that's also his big advantage, because he don't care. He plays his style every time. So it's very, very good for him now to see that in Premier League. But I think it doesn't make anything with this game. Werner is a little bit different. I think when he would have moved 1 or 2 years ago to Premier League, I think it would be too early for him. He's a little bit sensible. He worked on that also with professional coaches. I think now he's in the mood and to do it also in Premier League. And I think this is a good time for both to do that at Chelsea.
Christian, just one last question for me, just on this transfer window as a whole. I think it sort of represents a growing trend in recent years where the transfer window is like this mini season in itself, where there is at points an even greater interest in football than there is at points during the actual football season. As a reporter, as somebody who has a lot of scoops and a lot of inside information, like I see your Twitter mentions, I'm sure you're bombarded with people saying, what about my club? What about this player? Tell me about this player. Do you have any information on this? Are you seeing way more interest in transfers as the years have gone by? And B, does it kind of get annoying after a little while getting bombarded with all those requests?
No, that's always good fun. This transfer window was a little bit different because I already said at the beginning, I don't think there will be so much movement in this transfer window. There will only be a few big transfers like we saw it. We saw Havertz, we saw Werner. I think it's that Germans transfers is just showing that Germans just or still are sellers clubs, the most of them. We can't hold the players if there's a lot of money in the game. But you see behind this player, there's not so much movement. And that's why I don't think so many things will happen at the end of this window like it is and it was at the last years. And you know, Real Madrid was coming and made the last offer the last days and put the money in. So I think we have to concentrate now to see what Thiago will happen. And perhaps after that, it can be a little bit quiet on the transfer market. I hope United is doing something so that we have to report more.
And sorry, I just meant to ask as well, just to get a percentage chance on Thiago to Liverpool.
Ooh, that's totally difficult because I have to hear what the manager says in 1 hour now. After that, we can have a new percent. We will ask him how long the holiday will be. But I say it's 80%.
80% to Liverpool, right. Okay. Very good. Because I think the manager will say that he will want a percentage from Christian Falk, and he might not even know as much as you do. So we'll see. Thanks a million, Christian. Great to chat to you again.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, great stuff there. Christian Falk, a German transfer insider.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.